Artificial intelligence is no longer a distant idea from science fiction. It is here, and it is changing how we work, earn, and live at a speed few people expected. Across offices, factories, hospitals, and creative studios, AI tools are taking on tasks that once required human hands and minds. For some workers, this brings new tools that make their jobs easier. For others, it brings worry about whether their job will exist next year. This shift feels both unstoppable and rushed, and that combination leaves many people uneasy. The truth is that AI will reshape the labor market in ways that create winners and losers. Some jobs will vanish, others will grow, and entirely new roles will appear. Understanding what is coming is the first step toward being ready. This article looks at why AI adoption feels so fast, which jobs face the most risk, where new chances will appear, and how individuals and societies can prepare. Whether you choose to adapt, push back, or both, staying educated gives you a better chance of protecting your future. The goal here is not to spread fear or false comfort, but to lay out the facts so you can make smart decisions for yourself and your family. Why AI adoption feels forced and fast. The speed of AI adoption is unlike any technology shift in recent memory. Tools that barely existed a few years ago are now used by millions of businesses every day. This rapid spread is not an accident. It is driven by powerful economic forces that push companies to move quickly or risk falling behind. The forces driving the race. At the heart of the rush is money. AI promises to cut costs, speed up work, and boost profits. When one company uses AI to do tasks faster and cheaper, its competitors feel pressure to do the same or lose customers. This creates a chain reaction across entire industries. Investors add to the pressure. They want to see companies using the latest technology, and they often reward businesses that announce AI plans with higher stock prices. A leader who hesitates may be seen as falling behind, even if caution would be wiser. There is also a sense of fear of missing out. No company wants to be the one that ignored a major shift and got left behind, the way some businesses missed the early internet. This mix of profit motive, investor demand, and competitive fear creates a stampede effect where everyone moves at once. How this compares to past shifts. Earlier technology changes also disrupted work, but they usually unfolded over decades. The Industrial Revolution changed farming and manufacturing across many years, giving workers and communities time to adjust. The Internet age moved faster, but it still took roughly 20 years for the web to fully reshape commerce and communication. AI is different because it is spreading in months, not decades. A single software update can change how an entire department works overnight. This is why the transition feels forced to so many workers. They did not ask for it, they were not consulted, and they often have little time to prepare. The decisions are made far above them, in boardrooms and tech firms, then handed down as new tools or layoffs. Whether this pace is sustainable or reckless is a fair question. Moving too fast can lead to mistakes, such as AI systems that make errors, hurt customers, or create legal problems. Some companies have already pulled back after rushing in. Yet the competitive pressure remains strong, which means the speed is unlikely to slow on its own. For workers, the lesson is clear. Waiting for things to settle down may not be a safe plan. Which jobs are most in danger? Not all jobs face the same level of risk from AI. Understanding which roles are most exposed helps you judge your own situation and plan ahead. The pattern may surprise some people, because the jobs once thought safest are sometimes the most at risk. Routine white-collar work. The jobs most in danger are often desk jobs that involve repeating predictable tasks. Data entry workers, basic customer service agents, and certain administrative roles are highly exposed because AI handles these tasks well. Chatbots can answer common customer questions around the clock without breaks. Software can sort information, fill out forms, and process records faster than people. Paralegal and legal support tasks are also at risk. AI can scan thousands of documents, find relevant cases, and draft basic contracts in seconds. Some financial analysis and bookkeeping work faces similar pressure, since AI can crunch numbers and spot patterns quickly. Even parts of creative work, such as writing simple marketing copy, generating images, or editing basic content, are now done by AI tools. This was once thought impossible, which shows how fast assumptions can change. Blue-collar work in the trades. Physical jobs tell a more complicated story. Many trades are harder for AI to replace because they require working with hands in unpredictable real-world settings. A plumber crawling under a house, an electrician wiring an old building, or a welder fixing equipment must adapt to messy conditions that robots struggle with. These skills may become more valued as automation grows. However, there is a risk of saturation. As white-collar workers lose jobs, some may try to move into the trades, which could flood those fields with new workers and push down wages. The trades may stay safer from AI itself while still feeling crowded. Common misconceptions. A common myth is that only low-skill jobs are at risk. In reality, some highly trained roles face danger because their work involves processing information, which AI does well. Meanwhile, some lower-paid jobs that require physical presence and human judgment may be safer. Labor studies suggest that the safest jobs combine human connection, physical skill, and unpredictable problem-solving. Jobs that are mostly repetition, even if they require a degree, carry the most risk, where the new opportunities will emerge. While AI removes some jobs, it also creates new ones. History shows that major technology shifts usually destroy certain roles while building others. The challenge is that the new jobs may not appear in the same places or at the same speed as the ones that disappear. Still, knowing where growth is likely helps you aim your efforts wisely. Jobs built around AI itself. A whole category of new work is growing around managing and improving AI. Oversight and ethics roles are expanding as companies and governments worry about fairness, safety, and mistakes. These workers check that AI systems behave properly and do not cause harm. Prompt engineering, which means knowing how to give AI clear instructions to get useful results, has become a valued skill. AI training and maintenance jobs are also growing, since these systems need people to feed them good data, fix errors, and keep them running smoothly. Human-centered and skilled work. Jobs that depend on human connection are likely to grow in value. Nurses, therapists, teachers, caregivers, and coaches all rely on empathy and trust that machines cannot truly copy. As technology fills more of daily life, the human touch becomes more precious, not less. Skilled trades that resist automation also offer strong prospects. Electricians, plumbers, HVAC technicians, and machine repair workers do hands-on work in changing conditions. These roles are hard to ship overseas and hard to automate, which gives them lasting value. The role of reskilling. Reskilling and upskilling are the bridges to these new opportunities. Reskilling means learning a new type of work entirely, while upskilling means adding new abilities to your current job. Workers who learn to use AI tools may find themselves more valuable than those who ignore them. Industries likely to see net growth include healthcare, renewable energy, skilled trades, and technology support. It is important to stay realistic. New jobs may require training that takes time and money. They may appear in cities far from where old jobs were lost. A factory worker in a small town may not easily become an AI ethics specialist. This gap between lost and gained jobs is one of the biggest challenges society faces, and it will not solve itself quickly. How we prepare and whether to push back. Facing rapid AI change raises a hard question. Should workers and communities resist this shift, or should they focus on adapting to it? The honest answer is that both responses have a place, and the right mix depends on your situation. Should workers organize or resist? Unionization is one tool workers use to gain a voice. Some industries, such as writing, acting, and certain factory and warehouse jobs, have already pushed back through organized action. Unions can negotiate protections, such as limits on how AI is used, retraining support, and severance for displaced workers. The benefit of organizing is that it gives workers power they lack alone. The downside is that resistance can slow a company down, which may push it to automate even faster or move work elsewhere. Pushing back against forced AI adoption can buy time and protect dignity, but it rarely stops technology completely. History suggests that fighting technology head-on often fails in the long run. A smarter path may be to shape how AI is used rather than trying to block it entirely. Workers can demand a seat at the table so that the transition is fairer and less sudden. Preparing as an individual. On a personal level, preparation rests on two pillars. The first is continuous learning. Building skills that AI cannot easily replace, and learning to use AI tools yourself, keeps you flexible. The second is financial resilience. Saving an emergency fund, reducing debt, and avoiding over-reliance on a single income source all help you weather a sudden job loss. For the casual prepper focused on staying educated, treating your career like any other risk means watching for warning signs and having a backup plan. Policy and society. Bigger solutions require action beyond the individual. Governments and organizations are debating several options. Retraining programs can help displaced workers move into growing fields, though they must be funded well and made easy to access. Universal basic income, which means giving people a regular payment regardless of work, is being discussed as a safety net, though it remains controversial and costly. Regulation of AI is another path, aimed at slowing reckless use and protecting workers and consumers. There is no single perfect answer. The future of work will be shaped by the choices made today by individuals, companies, and governments alike. The change feels inevitable, but its harshness is not. With thoughtful preparation and fair policies, the transition can be made smoother for more people. AI is changing the world of work faster than most people expected, and the pressure behind it is unlikely to ease. Some jobs will fade while new ones appear, often in different places and requiring different skills. The smartest response is neither blind fear nor blind hope. Stay educated, keep learning, and build financial resilience so a sudden change does not knock you down. Where it makes sense, join with others to shape how AI is used in your industry. This future feels forced, but it is still something we can influence. By preparing now and watching the trends closely, you put yourself in a stronger position to adapt and protect what matters most to you and your family.